Well, our friends at South Dakota Discovery Center are here, and we've got them on the phone. We've got them in the studio. Let's talk about what we're going to be doing today. Let's.
Well, this is Bree Oatman and Christine Heinen's on the phone, and we've brought in a bag of supplies to build a circuit. Next week, the camp's focus is on electrical engineering, mm-hmm. and it's for middle schoolers, and we are going back to in-person camps, so okay. people can kind of celebrate that. I feel like every 30 minutes the information changes,
it
and
does.
We're constantly having to kind of change up what we're doing, but we have decided we will go back to in-person. So I have with me a battery and a noisemaker since we're on the radio. And
it took you all of about 10 seconds to put that together, by the way.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. I've got a battery and some wires and alligator clips. But what I brought in today were some different objects to see if they are conductive or not and can complete the circuit. So, for example, I have a pencil, and we cut off the eraser end and then sharpened it on both ends.
So you get graphite on both ends.
The graphite's sticking out on both ends. And so if I stick the alligator clips up on the graphite on either end, we'll see if it conducts the electricity to get the noisemaker to go.
It does.
And it works. Okay. And then I have a dry sponge, and we'll try that.
Nothing.
But I do have a sponge that's been soaked in salt water, so let's see what happens with that.
And as we talked about, the salt makes all the difference in that.
It does help with the conductivity because salt is made out of ions, and those help conduct the electricity. And then I have a potato, and we're going to try it. I don't know if it's going to work.
Nope.
And it, you know, I know you can get like a clock running on a potato like you would with a lemon.
Mm-hmm.
You could get a light, maybe. So probably this noisemaker needs more amps, and we just can't get resistance in the potato.
Not able to give it enough juice to trigger the speaker.
Yeah. So next week, the students who participate in the camp will basically get to learn all about what electrical engineers do. They'll build circuits. They're going to get to play with some little cubelet robots and do a whole bunch of other really fun activities.
I keep saying this. If I was a little kid and we had the South Dakota Discovery Center, you guys would know me very well. That probably wouldn't be a good thing, though, knowing what kind of kid I was. But none of the thing. Okay, so we have somebody on the phone with us, too. And what are we going to be talking about here?
So Chris can give you more information about the specifics of the activities going on next week and then some of the other things that we've been doing.
So some of the things that we're going to be doing next week are we're going to be actually making what's called a breadboard, which is a device that electrical engineers use to prototype different circuits. So all of our campers are going to get their chance to be a full-on electrical engineer. We have different noisemakers, we have different motors, we have different lights, and they'll be able to try and figure out how to make different things work on that breadboard that they're going to be making.
So like a fan going and stuff like that, and visual stuff as well as audio, right?
Yep. Okay. The whole nine yards.
All right. And that's called a breadboard?
Yep. So if you think about like the microchips that are in your computer, in your mixing equipment, if you took that apart, if somebody who invented that, they started on this breadboard. So it looks like a cribbage board. It has all these little holes in it.
Oh.
And you can build in you can put in your resistors and your capacitors and connect your devices that you're wanting to connect and kind of play around with that circuitry before you fix it onto like a permanent type of surface or structure. So it's kind of a cool way to kind of tinker and make sure something's going to work and do what you want it to do before you actually commit to building that device. And then you can interchange it and modify it if you need to pretty quickly because you're just moving those items on that pegboard.
Well, this sounds all really interesting. How do people get signed up for this?
So they can go to our website, which is sd-discovery.org. You can also call the Discovery Center at 224-82... Oh, my gosh, I can't every time. Help me out, Christine.
8295.
Every day I do that. And then our gift shop is open, and you can come in and talk with Christine or with Kendra at the front desk, and you can get help getting signed up.
Now, you guys have some other great stuff that are going to be coming up, I would imagine, this summer. What do we have in the works? What's on the breadboard?
Well, we have a few things. After this next week, we have a camp on special effects. That's for grades 3 through 5, and we're really excited about that one.
Special effects?
Yeah, thinking about all the special effects in movies, like whether it's like the, you know, makeup or the CGI stuff, like we're going to kind of have a lot of fun with some of that. And then we have another camp planned for middle schoolers where we're going to look at emergency responders and what they do in their jobs. We're talking the Civil Air Patrol, firefighters, EMTs, and trying to get people at the camp to share what they do and actually have the kids kind of practice some of those things. And then we have another camp for kids age K-2, and that will be for looking at like how animals camouflage themselves out in nature.
Wow. Chris, do you have anything to add? Because Bree's kind of, you know, she's got it all right here, doesn't she?
Bree pretty much covered it all.
She's got it all. So, all right. Well, this is wonderful. As far as the special effects thing, you going to do any Foley artist type stuff?
You know, I'm not actually sure because we've got interns planning that. Chris, do you have some details on that one? Has Riley spilled any beans to you?
He has not. He's been keeping it a secret.
Okay. Let's bring that on him a couple of days beforehand.
So yeah.
We want to do some Foley stuff. Make some sounds up.
We'll talk about that one next week.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Super. So we got that all going on. And of course, we can't talk about the Discovery Center without talking about, you know, is there different prices for members and non-members and such?
Yeah. So that's definitely something Christine can answer because she's got all of that information.
So we have family memberships that cover 2 adults and 2 children. There's $60 for the entire year, and then we have the option to add children if we need to. We do have an automatic renewal discount available, so if you apply online, put your automatic renewal, it is $50 a year, so you can save $10 there. We do have different memberships for like grandparents, and if students by themselves just want to sign up, that's just $25 for an individual membership. And then that also covers entrance into other museums around the country.
Tons of museums. Yep. I mean, really great museums. I mean, it's unbelievable where you can get into.
Yeah.
Then
we give different pricing for the camps. So if you are a member, you get a discount on your camps. And we actually got a grant from the Francis R. Dewing Foundation, so all of our camps are half price this summer.
Wow. You know, you guys just don't ever cease to amaze me. You're always coming up with some great ideas. This one, fantastic deal. And you're always bringing in some very interesting things to look at. So this is exciting. How do parents sign their kids up for this camp again?
So you can go to our website at sd-discovery.org, or you can call the Discovery Center at 224-8295. And you can show up in person during regular business hours. Somebody's at the front desk, and they can help you with the sign-up process.
All right. Well, Bree, Chris, thanks for joining us this morning. As always, great things going on at the South Dakota Discovery Center, and thanks for joining us on People in the Neighborhood this morning.
Thank you.